Got the rock and I are mentally blinded. In other words, we're both criminal minded.
My family is fucking everything. I got a one of my.
I got to about like 18, 20. Like when I stopped going to church, I just started getting this idea that like God and all this is kind of like Santa Claus for adults.
I remember when I was like 8 years old, whatever, when I found out that when I figured out there was no Santa Claus and my mom finally confirmed it for me because I was just like, nah, bitch, I know. But I didn't say bitch, but when she told me, yeah, you're right. And I remember thinking, well, if there's no like Santa Claus, Tooth Fairy, Easter Bunny, what's the difference with God? I remember thinking this as a kid. Like, well, and it turned out I was right. But I was like, I just remember thinking, well, how the fuck you want me to believe in this other invisible guy? Well, none of these other ones were real.
Dude. And when I was a little, when I was like maybe 8, no, I was like maybe 6 or 7, they gave me a little card to talk to him. Right? And I call a hotline and I could talk to Santa personally.
Oh, Santa. I thought you were talking about God. I was like, what, no. Is this some Ouija board shit?
No, like, I could talk to Santa. And I remember I was like a little kid, but I was like, well, I live on First North, you know, house 52. Give me the address of the house up the street. And he's like, ho, 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 ho. I'm like, no. Say where the fuck he lives. And he couldn't give me a straight answer.
Tell me this one is real, please. Tell me this is a real story.
No, so it's a real story because they gave me that fucking hotline.
Yeah.
But I just made that up.
That last part, yeah. That last
and
part
now I have
sounded,
to write that down.
That last part sounded too good to be true. That will be on stage, though.
Yeah. And then, I mean, we're getting to Christmas, so I can use that one. I'm like, no! Tell me where my boy Skylar Valdez lives. Because he just lives up the street. Tell me what his address is.
I remember kids, we would get into debate, like when there'd be two Santa Clauses in the same, like there's a Santa Claus at the convenience store at the same time there was one down at the school. And we'd debate over which one was the real Santa Claus. But the real one, he was at the school for sure. They don't have the fake ones at the convenience, they don't have the real ones at the convenience store.
I remember they gave me, and I remember it came in a little package where it was a big bubble gum candy cane.
God damn.
And it had the hotline. You call him, you give him the winning call. I was like, hey, what's the zip code where I live? And he's like, no,
bitch.
He's like 90210. I'm like, that's a goddamn movie. That's a. That's Jason Priestley. I was like, oh. Luke Perry, rest in peace. He's been gone.
I'm glad that faggot's dead. I hated Friends. You knew who I wish loved. Everybody who was on Friends would die except for Jennifer Aniston because I'd still fuck her. But
what about Courtney Cox? What about any of the ladies?
Wait, I would fuck Courtney. No, that Phoebe bitch, she's too
white.
You
don't white. Like Lisa Kudrow?
She's way too white and skinny. I'm sorry, man. That's some white people shit. I don't know how anybody thought
write that
she
down.
Was attractive.
That
she
was mine. I did the Santa, but you're the one where you like... Chandler dying. He's the. What about Joey?
Take him, God. He's too pretty. Fuck him. Yeah, he's. No. He's not leaving any pussy for the rest of us.
And then, yeah, you could be like Phoebe. Like, she didn't even play the ukulele well.
I couldn't understand what. No, I knew a lot of dudes that thought Phoebe was hot, and I was just like, why? Like, I just don't. I never liked them pointy features. Them. Blonde is cool to me if it's thick. You know what I mean? Like a thick white girl with blonde hair and an attitude. That is good.
Snap-on makes all sorts of shit from fucking beauty mags.
What the fuck are we watching now? Snap-on commercial.
This cat I work with, the other homie who smokes weed and gets drunk. After work,
that
or after the party,
down with our group.
They wanted to. So we work with this one kid who's like, he doesn't swear, he doesn't drink. Well, he swears. But he doesn't smoke or drink. And everybody, like some
so
of the
so it's kind of like me.
No. He's a virgin.
Oh, yeah.
He's 26 years old.
Jesus Christ.
Virgin. Lives with mom and dad.
Yeah, I got that for has it, by has 20 a, years.
Well, here, so, he, so he has a, me. I'm he good. Has a master's from Westminster, and he works at the pawn shop.
Why?
But his family also owns a trucking company.
You got a master's from Westminster. What the fuck you doing working at a pawn shop?
Fuck if I know. Fuck if I know.
He's a narc.
But he's a really smart guy, and he like tries to be super. And he's like super white. Just, I remember we're all pouring cocktails, we're drinking lemon drops, and he's drinking a root beer float.
Ugh.
Ugh. I can't.
I've been sober 26 years, and that's some faggotry right there, drinking a root beer float. I'm sorry. That's some faggotry.
And I remember we were sitting there, and then he's like, and then the boss's wife went to go grab his cup, and she's like, are you done? He's like, yes, I am. She's like, do you want another root beer float?
Whatever we chop this episode into, because
how do you do that?
We're gonna have, like, I think we keep into a half hour because that's nice and sure. digestible, and we'll have like four
maybe
episodes.
Even like 20 minutes.
Maybe 20 minutes. But whatever this one ends up in has to be called Root Beer Floats and Faggotry. That's the name of this episode right here.
I like
that. Root Beer Float or Faggot. No, Root Beer Floats and Faggotry. You can't put faggotry.
But he's a super fucking very by the book kid. He like does all the steps. He's very, what do you call it? But he doesn't smoke and he doesn't drink. And I mean, I don't know what that says for a person, because you can be anybody and not smoke or drink.
You could be Chuck Fury and not smoke or drink.
That's right.
We're talking about Bud. I don't smoke except the cigar.
He was actually a very nice kid. So he was like super by the book. And he's a real mama's boy. He's like 26. Never fucked. But he lives at his family's place.
Something's wrong with that.
And
26.
In his bank account, he has like $180,000. In his bank.
Oh,
account.
We got to rob this motherfucker. We're in this part.
I'm not going to.
For when I'm
not
this
going
bitch.
To. But like, so like, and he has 136 now, right?
I
we
gotta,
were discussing this.
I got to kill him and take
all. And then, his money. So last year he bought
in the backyard with Tommy.
There ain't enough room for them to.
Sorry. Last year he bought, what did he buy last year?
He bought a brand new Challenger. He just showed up with cash. He doesn't have to pay taxes. Doesn't have to pay payment.
We got to pay the tax, but not the payment. No interest.
Also, you can't rob him. Because they're like they're a Jack Mormon family who have like a little compound in Bluffdale.
Oh,
because the dad owns a trucking company. And I adore this kid. And his dad's the shit. Old Vaughn.
But you can still get him compounds if you pop out his eyeball and use it in the scanner.
I don't know if I'd be able to do that.
I don't know if I would either.
I think I could pop a person's eye out, but I don't think I could go the rest of the... I don't think I could do it right.
I think my last wife could, because she was Korean, and they would eat them fish eyes out of the fish heads. They cooked the
That's
fish.
That's racist.
What, it's true.
No,
it's true. Are you saying black people don't like fried chicken? I mean,
oh, they love it.
Here's the problem with that is the only people I know that like fried chicken more is white people.
They're the only
white
people
like
I've ever seen eat
fried chicken
and you don't hear the crunch when they eat it.
White people like fried chicken and watermelon way more than black folks do.
I know I like watermelon more than any human being in the world.
That's what I'm saying. And, okay, you go to like, first of all, you go to like, you go to black people's stuff, they have barbecue or a cookout, right? White people call it a barbecue or a picnic. There's never fried chicken at a cookout. Never fried chicken, but white people always bring fried chicken. Always. Who is this?
That's a dude I work with.
I bet you raped a guy. A guy. Oh, I thought he was saying die.
No, because I was like sending videos of you talking. It's like, I bet he raped a guy.
Oh, he's saying that about me?
A guy.
The motherfucker.
You've met him before, but this is... No, so there's this Mormon ass... What? He's not Mormon because he swears. His father and mother don't have anything to do with alcohol. They don't have anything to do with tobacco. But they swear. Except for the mom. Super reserved lady. And they're like really good friends with the family who own that pawn shop. So like the mom and the dad are always at the parties.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very, what do you call it? But so like maybe like And the kid always has a 45 on him. He always has his piece on him. And there's a bunch of people who wear their pieces there. Because, I mean, like, it's kind of a kind of place that you could maybe rob. Because I remember people would say that, like, aren't you worried that somebody's just going to walk in and shoot you in the face? I'm like, no.
I wasn't before.
I almost welcome it. You know what I mean? You just walk in and put a 45 in my face and pull the trigger? Jeez. I'm like, my God, you'd be saving me the trouble. You know? Are you kidding me? But anyway, so like maybe like a month ago, me and one homie and the other homie were in there. And this little fucking like 13, 14-year-old kid shows up at like 8 o'clock in his pajamas. And he just comes and walks around. He's just walking around. And we're all like, hey, little buddy, you need help? You need, you're for PlayStation games? Or he's like, no, I'm just want to see what you have. He's like, clearly a weird kid. And it's late, dude, and it's like getting close to closing. We're like, all right, homie, you gotta fuck off.
Fuck out of here.
And he's like, well, I have money. I want to buy something. What can I buy with $8? Like, you could buy that hammer right there. And he's like, ah. So he buys the hammer, right? And
I feel some bullshit.
No. This is a real thing. This is a real thing. And I sell
it. You ain't going to talk about how you watched him walk outside and murder a cat with that hammer or something.
That's close to what I would do. But that's not what I'm talking about. But very close to that.
We got a quick
one. So it was like, he's like a weird little white boy, little chubby white boy. And he buys this, he's like, I want to buy the hammer. I'm like, I'll sell you the hammer, kid, if you promise me that you don't go home and murder one of your siblings or one of your family members. And this little kid starts giggling. It's like, well, now you gave me an idea. So I sell him the fucking hammer anyway.
This is bullshit.
It's really. And then so he buys a hammer and is like walking around with the hammer. And there's two tills in, you know, West Shore. There's one right at the front, and then there's one on the other side of the room. And so this kid has a hammer, and there's nobody there. It's not busy, and is standing at the other side of the way. And the virgin is there, and the virgin always carries his 45 in case shit hits the fan.
Yeah.
And then this little chubby white boy, he looks at him, and he starts putting the hammer in his hand. And it's like, I always wanted to say this. Put all the money in the bag. And then the virgin kid, who's like super reserved, he pulls out his pistol, and is like, I'll shoot you in the fucking face, kid.
No.
And me and the other dude, we lose our shit, dude. Because it's the craziest fucking thing.
This really happened.
He just pulls his pistol, I'll shoot you in the fucking face, kid. And then we're like, tell him, like, no, kid, you got to go home, dude. Come on, we're closing. And it's like my mom's on her way to pick me up. And then I remember toward the end of the night that we all like, because at West Jordan, we have a bunch of product outside, like snowboards and bikes and shit. So me and the other homie are pulling shit in, and this car pulls up, and this big fat white lady in this like old van, she's like, I'm here to pick up the child. And we're like, oh, I thought this kid was an orphan. I'm so glad you're here. And I like went in there and like, hey, kid, get the fuck out of here. Your mom's here. We were annoyed at this kid by now because he was a little kid. We couldn't fucking push him out. We could probably do that.
And then the next night on the news, there was a story that some kid
beat some
fat bitch to death with a hammer. And you're I wonder if it was the same kid. When
driving, I was like, that dude's
gonna what a coincidence.
Smack his mom in the face with a hammer.
Probably should have.
But yeah, he's like, put all the money in the bag. I'll shoot you in the fucking face, kid.
What did kid do?
Just looked at him like, oh, fuck. Dude, there was this one. Are we doing?
Oh, we're still going. Yeah,
we're going
like a motherfucker.
Like
a motherfucker, we're going.
When I first became a barber, I worked at my grandpa's punch or the barbershop down there on 35th and like 5800. And I got fired first couple months into it just because he didn't have a personality at all. And I got the fucking personality, baby. So he fired me for taking his clients. And then I remember I told my mom, I was like, I got fired from my job at Grandpa Lucero's, because it's not her dad, it's my dad's dad. Uh-huh. And I was, and she's like, why'd you get fired? I'm like, I guess I was taking this.
Some better barber than him.
And this bitch was ready to throw a Molotov. No, she was ready to go fuck it up. But she's like, you know what, man? She's like, you know what? You know what? Take the rest of the week. She gave me like 50. She gave me like 100. And 50 back in 2017 is like 60 now. And she's like, go down to P-Town and go hang out. So I remember I went and I went to, because this kid, the kid on that little marriage thing, yeah, we both went to barber school together.
I never knew who the fuck that was.
And I've known him since we were like 3-4 years old. And we went to barber school together. And then he was working at this barber shop in Price. And I went down there just for the weekend because I got fired. And I was going to come back and get a new job. But I remember I went down to Price. And I went to the barber shop. And we were bullshitting. And his boss is like, I thought you were working up in the city. I'm like, yeah, my grandpa just shit canned me. And it's like, well, go get your shit and you can start next week. So I was like, fine, cool. So I came back down. I was working there. And now I don't remember why the story I brought this up. What were we talking about before?
Fuck. What were we talking about?
Oh, yeah.
The little kid that killed his mom with that.
So anyway, so it was the first week that I worked there. Now I remember where I'm at. And it was the first week that I worked there. And I remember he gave me a key. And it was like a Sunday night, or it was a Saturday night, and we were closed Sunday and Monday. And it was a Saturday night, so I didn't have to work till Monday. And it was like the first week that I worked there, and he gave me a key. And I remember I was at a party, and it was late, and I was driving home, and I had to take a shit. And I was like, I don't want to stop at a gas station and go shit at the gas station. I have the key to the barbershop, I'll go shit at the shop. So I went and I took a shit, and I'm shitting in the shop. And all the lights are on. And it's like 2:00 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I guess somebody called the boss. And I was like, dude, somebody's in your shop. So I took a shit and I was shitting. And then right when I got out of the shitter and I like shut off the lights, I seen the boss's car pull into the, what do you call it? And then as soon as I seen him, I was like, I bet he's here wondering what I'm doing here. And I guess he didn't know what my car looked like. But anyway,
I'm just robbing in the place. I sure I wasn't shitting in the back. Yeah.
And I'm walking out the back and all the lights are off. And I just see a guy pointing at me. He's like, and he gets closer and closer. And I'm like, he's holding a revolver in my face.
Oh, shit.
And it's got like a big 357 right in my face. And he can see who I am. He's like, what the fuck are you doing here? I'm like, why? You just hired me. I came here to take a shit. It's like, empty your pockets.
I would have thought you were full of shit if you said, I came here to take a shit. I'd be like, motherfucker, what?
Yeah, I'm like, I came here to take a shit, dude. I'm here just pooping. And he's like, empty your pockets.
Sniff it.
Right, and that's what I said. I pulled my shit out. And I was like, go in that bathroom and tell me I wasn't pooping. And the whole time he was like talking to me, he still had the pistol in my face. Even when he knew it was just me.
That's some cool
shit, though. And I was like, put your goddamn hand down. And he's like, these are hollow points, buddy. You wouldn't even feel it.
Jesus Christ, yeah, that makes it better.
That's probably the closest I ever was to getting shot in the face. Oh. But I remember the whole time he would hold it right in my head. I was like, God, hey, I'm pooping, motherfucker. Let me poop. Yeah, he was a crazy guy. Crazy guy. Still owns it to this day, but he lives in St. George.
That's not the one where the car wrecked into the...
Same guy.
We'll elaborate on that one. I said, we won't elaborate on that.
Oh, yeah, but he drove that car into the pond.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And he told everybody it was somebody else, but it was him.
Insurance fraud, baby.
Yeah. And it wasn't planned. Him doing that was not planned. He just used it later. Because he had a girlfriend at the time who was a big heroin addict, because he was one too. But she was getting high with some dude who lived in those apartments. Because the barbershop was up front. And it was a big, long, skinny building.
Yeah.
And there was like maybe 4 or 5 units in the back. And he owned them all. His grandpa, who was like a big barber in the little town. Everybody knew Toy Atwood. And he inherited the place. So dude, to this day, his the place is probably worth a maybe $300,000-$400,000, especially now. But yeah, but my grandpa wanted me to take over his shit. But it, I was like, dude, that's almost Magna, bud. I don't want to do any of that.
Now we live almost in Magna, though.
Yeah.
You should take it over.
No, it's too late now.
I'll be your sweeper boy.
It's too late now. It's gone.
God damn it.
It's like some other shit. You're going to make a goddamn Dollar General or some shit.
We need to open a barber shop. Even though I can't cut hair, I'll be like the counter bitch.
I bet, because like nowadays, like my credit's not too bad, that if I really, really wanted to, I could probably get a loan to
start. I've worked mine up to a solid 570.
No, mine was like that for a long time.
Three divorces.
Yeah, my shit was fucked up for years.
Three divorces and 4.5 years of homelessness will do.
Well, I didn't have no, what do you call it? I didn't have no real debt.
I can't even blame it on my divorces, really, because I want all of those. I never paid a dime of alimony or child support.
When I was 18, I had a short job working for Verizon, and they gave me a good setup on like an account, right? So I was with Verizon for like 3-4 years, and I remember my aunt, who had horrible credit. She was going to college at the time. And she had just got her first nursing job, and she was making some pretty good money. And she's like, you know what? I make good dough. Let me take over your account under your name. Because she had bad credit, so she couldn't get an account. Mm-hmm. And so I let her take my account. And then my mom was like, now that you let her have her account, you can be on my family account. So I was with T-Mobile for like 5 years, and then one day I got a call. Like 5 years later, I got a call, and it was like, it was Verizon. I was like, you owe us like $7,000. I'm like,
Jesus
fuck Christ. I do. The fuck I do. And I remember I would like tell my, I'm like, Aunt Jen, I owe almost $10,000 to Verizon. She's like, give it like 4 or 5 years. They're going to stop asking you about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't think it works that fucking
but
way.
But it does.
Does it really?
It's beautiful.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they haven't hit me up again. But I was like, dude, that's the thing. Like, dude, they hit me up 2 summers ago.
If you, I think, it's, I remember I was, I think it's 7 years they can call you.
Yeah.
If you answer the phone call and engage with them, it resets to 7 years. But if you just let all those go to voicemail and they and it fucking.
Then I'm almost certain that I have another 6.5 years.
Yeah, there is some maximum. I don't know. But there these is, are old legalities. My biggest reason my credit is fucked up is because I'll do. Like, I've got 3 credit cards right now that I pay on that are always maxed out, and I'll pay on them and then spend what I paid off. But what happens with me is someone, like, I'll owe, like, anywhere between $300 and $2,000 on a credit card, and then someone will piss me off, and I'll be like, I'll get it mad on the phone and be like, well, fuck you. This is an unsecured loan. You don't want to fuck with me. Like, and then if they fuck with me too much, it's like, well, fuck that credit card then. You ain't never getting that money from me.
Fuck me right up.
Nothing you can do to get it.
Bullock, now I'm close to like $750-$800.
Jesus Christ.
But I do not want to use it.
Beautiful credit score.
I do not want to be, I don't want to buy a new car. I don't want to have to be accountable.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I know that.
I'd rather have just a car, right?
That's why I drive a $900 POS and have roommates.
But, like, Cole makes me want to maybe think about going getting a new one.
Really?
Just because I like a good new car. You know why? You know
it's
why
nice
I like a good
ride
new car?
In a new car.
That's not it. When you get a brand new car, you don't have to worry about when this fucker's going to die.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's the only reason.
But then I look at all the hours this motherfucker works and DoorDash on top of his overtime. I just never understood what motherfuckers want a normal life.
I have a good enough job that I don't think I'd have to work extra hours.
Yeah.
I would just have to budget better.
Yeah. You have to be drunk less.
Yeah. Drunk less. Like, don't buy a pair of Nikes for no reason.
Or buy your alcohol from the liquor store instead of at the bar.
Yeah. Like if I didn't, oh my God, if I didn't do, homie, if I would, like back in the barbershop days, like if I would have saved money the way I was supposed to, I'd be living in the hills, bud.
When I see, okay, I go to Wise Guys, man, and like I tip well. Like I'll have a Coke Zero and spend $10 because it'll be like $3.81 for the drink, and I'll tip them $6.19 to make it an even 10. But I see, like, you guys get your tabs, and it's like, you ain't been drinking that much. It's like Cole last night is like $48. And I'm like, and that's not even in it with the tip. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, that's a lot for just some beverages. I've been sober too long. I just don't. Plus, I used to sneak alcohol into bars if we went out drinking.
Last night, I bought, I think, 4 drinks. And it cost me like $46.
Jesus H. Christ. Yeah.
And the boss was telling me about that.
That's week. Like a week worth of my food.
He's like telling me, he's like, you know, like, because he was like low key trying to teach me how to like save money. He's like, when I go to the gas station, I don't walk in. I pay at the pump. I don't go in. I don't buy anything in there. When I go here, I don't buy extra this. But it's like, it's got to be tough, man, because you're in bars all the time. You're always in, like, clubs and bars. That it's got to be tough for you to not spend that kind of money. And it's like, dude, it is, man, because if you go, I mean, like, if you don't drink, but you want a burger, you want something,
mm-hmm.
at a bar, it's just expensive shit.
Yeah.
And I don't even spend that much at the bar, but, like, I'm that kind of guy who's like, I got to have one of them. I'll have it today. I
spent $30 at Bout Time last night just because I was a little hungry. And be like, yeah, bring me that fucking, was it $30 or was it, how did I spend $30 on a $15 burger? That bitch ripped me off because I didn't tip her that goddamn big.
I didn't buy anything to eat, but I think I only spent like $30.
I think I just paid whatever she was charging me last night. I was too busy looking at her titties.
And I still got my asshole licked.
Yeah, that's nice. I had a smooth move last
night. Oh, we're chilling there a while. We're watching YouTube, and Austin's like, you tell everybody this? I'm like, no. No way. Like, you tell people we're fucking. I'm like, no.
No.
I would never do that. Why?
Podcast. I never tell Chuck on a podcast.
No, not Chuck. I'm like, Chuck never fucked a guy in his life. You kidding me? He's just massive homophobe. The last thing I'm telling him.
Dude hates homosexuals.
I mean, beside all that, like, me and him have a whole different
dynamic. I had a smooth one last night. That chick I was telling you that I got her IG in front of her ex. Oh.
Where?
Is a Wise Guys. So I let this chick in the door because the door was locked, but she was trying to get in for some reason. I thought she had just stepped out to smoke from the show or whatever, you know, and wanted to still get something from the bar. So I let her in because I was letting in some other comics. And this dude had come out of this show and I think he'd heard my name before. He didn't believe I was Chuck Fury. And I was like, I'm a fucking nobody. But he was talking about his ex-wife. And this bitch walks up. And that's who he's talking about. But they're riding together because he wanted to go on a comedy show. And she's going to the Depeche Mode concert. That's why she was coming over to pick him up. And he's talking mad shit, bro. Like calling her, thinking he's funny. He's so drunk he thinks he's funny, but calling her a bitch and calling her stupid. And I'm just like, bro, what are you doing? This is a beautiful lady right here. This is the one Cole fucked me up talking about. Is he trying to smash this redheaded pussy? But once I got the IG.
Yeah, he's getting a whole different new kind of confidence, man.
Before I left, though, man, I went over and I took her by the hand and I kissed her old school on the top of her hand. Said, you are a very beautiful lady and I'd like to get to know you better. Dude, she melted. She melted, bro. That was an OG pimp move right there. What are you about to say?
Don't that burst, if he does that to me, I'm going to lose bubble. My shit, bud.
We are on a podcast here, my friend.
If he were to try to cockblock me, I'm like,
no. I don't think he was trying to cockblock. I really think he thought he was It ended up, he didn't help it by any means, but it wasn't much to overcome because look at me, I'm just fucking prime specimen. But no, it wasn't that
perfect
much
to male specimen.
I did.
I've been telling people this for
weeks.
Because
when he said something about I was trying to smash the puss, I was just like, look, I'm not saying I wouldn't or that it's not true. Just saying, Cole, what the fuck are you doing, man? I dismissed him.
Yeah, people try to do it.
I used to do that drunk. I would fuck up homie's Play-Doh thinking I was helping him. And homeboy was drinking last night. It wasn't malicious. You could tell when somebody's cock blocking malicious. I've had that happen recently.
That went down
a
weird.
A number of comics.
Yeah.
Yeah, when comics point out my age when I'm talking to someone, it's like, I know what the fuck you're doing.
You're right, yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Don't. Yes, you're their age. I am not, but my penis is still prettier than yours. And I'm talking to this bitch and you're not.
Yeah, I remember this one time I was talking to this lady that I was talking for a while. And we were at Leprechaun. And we had a thing going. And then Manny walks up and she's like, you ever seen anyone without a shirt on? And I was like, in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to fucking stab you in the face right now.
Yeah.
And she's like, I love that. I love that. And I looked at Manny.
Bitch.
I'm going to kill you later, though.
Here's the thing, though. Like, she talking. The bitch knows I'm fat already. You ain't got a point.
She got 20/20 vision.
But here's the other thing. Like, most of the time, they don't know how old I really am unless I've already told them.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I haven't told them. I ain't trying to hide it. I'm just not trying to be like, hey, I'm 20 years older than you. Some shit like that. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, that annoys me.
I do legitimately say sometimes if I'm just like in a hurry and like I'm just going to be funny. And if you ever want to have sex with a 51-year-old man. I did drop that line on her the other night. And she said her last boyfriend was 52. I said, I'm in.
Oh, you're right in the sweet spot.
Yeah, I'm in the honey pot. It's so sweet. I'm about to be in the honey pot.
I'm in the honey pot. Yeah, it's so sweet.
But you gotta let it rest a few days. You can't just hit the Instagram up the first day after because you can't be.
I know folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town.
All those fancy leaders are coming. Is this some San Francisco shit?
Because it's true.
It's true.
I know folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true.
This is not good podcast material right now. Are we done? We might be done.
We can still talk.
We might have been done a long time ago with the podcast, but you fuckers are still going to have to listen to every bit of this, even if it's boring to you. Because you're the dumbass still listening. And that's all this podcast ever was going to be, was me and Nick talking shit with whoever happens to be here, and then we'll call him a guest. Partners in crime, bitches. You've been listening to the first however many episodes. Criminal minded.